here again. Another scary way of presenting the kingdom of heaven. Think of the worst scenario where you go before God and hear these words, "I do not know where you come from. I do not know where you are from." Think of, since that time you were baptized, you had been going to church. You come to church, sit down here, listen to homilies, participate in the liturgy, and receive Holy Communion, the precious blood of Jesus Christ, and then go home happy. You have fulfilled your Sunday obligation, only to come and hear, "I do not know where you are from." That wouldn't be very good for a Christian, or rather somebody who thought himself a Christian. And the Lord Jesus goes ahead to say, "We ate and drank in your company, and you taught on our streets." We ate and drank. That's exactly what you come to do here. And then, at the end, you will be sent away. "Depart from me, you all you evildoers." My dear friends in Christ, the Lord Jesus presents this to show us Christianity is not just a simple way. And salvation, even though the Lord Jesus brought the salvation for us, it needs some cooperation on our own part. That's why he says, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate." That does not sound like saying, "I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I am saved." That does not sound that way. Strive to enter through the narrow gate means it's a struggle. And what is this narrow gate the Lord Jesus is referring to? The will of God. The Father's will. When you go to the second reading, the second reading talks about discipline. That discipline that you get from God. The Lord says, "Sit here," and you obey and sit. And the Lord says, "Stand here," and you obey. And how does he do that? He does that through the teaching of the church. But if you want to be at liberty to do what you like, "I own my life. I have to take care of my life. I have the right to choose." Then you are talking about an open gate where anybody does whatever he likes. So when the Lord Jesus talks about this narrow gate, listen to, be disciplined by this will of God, because this is what God wants. And we don't do that, and you feel you are a Catholic, you feel you are a Christian, and you feel that I should be at liberty to do what I feel, what I like, you are going through the other gate. And then at the end, you will tell the Lord, "We ate and drank at Corpus Christi. That is, I received the body, I received that bread, and received that wine." You were only taking the bread and taking wine, and not the body and blood of Christ. And the Lord will say, "I did not know you." So how do you approach him? If you approach him through that discipline, the church teaches you, and then you listen to what the church says, you are coming in here. You will even recognize Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. You will not only eat it, you will consume him. So when the Lord Jesus said, they will say, "We ate and drank in your company." Yeah, some come in here, they only eat and drink. Others come in here and consume the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Some come in and eat and drink. And those are the ones who will say, oh, you taught on our streets. Yeah. And listen to some of the homilies. I even go to the podcast and listen to the homilies. I don't know who you are. Because you only came in here just for formality's sake. So that people will say you are a Christian. So my dear friends in Christ, when the second reading talks about this discipline, that when the Lord, when God disciplines, when the Father disciplines a child, does not mean he hates him. He wants to put him in shape. So that when you can go through the gates. So have him discipline you. He disciplines you through the church, the teachings of the church. And if you cannot go by that, then you want to be at liberty to do what you like. That is the open way out, the bigger gate. You want to be happy. You want to be at peace. You want to do what you like. And that's where you go. The Lord Jesus says that one leads to damnation. And if that is what you want, okay, so be it, you can go. But if truly you want to be happy with me, then you have to strive to enter through the narrow gate, which of course is doing the will of God through what the church teaches you. Let us stand up and profess our faith in God.